This coming Thursday is Tu Bishvat, so it's appropriate that we should have a few shiurim on some of the halachot associated with Tu Bishvat. And it's one of those very interesting minor festivals. Every child in the Jewish primary school is taught that Tu Bishvat is the birthday of the trees, and lots of adults seem to know that as well. But what on earth does it really mean that Tu Bishvat is the birthday of the trees? So the first mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah makes reference to Tu Bishvat and says, Be'chad Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan Kedivrei Beit Shammai. That according to Beit Shammai, the first of Shavat is the new year for trees. Beit Hillel Amrim B'chamishah Asar Bo. Beit Hillel say that actually it's on the 15th of Shavat. So the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah explains the implication of a Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. It's not a birthday for the trees with a cake and candles. But it's got relevance for the calculation of the years as far as Trumot and Maasrot are concerned, and also for counting the first 3 years of a tree's life in terms of calculating the years for Orla and when the fruits are forbidden. And it's these dinim of Orla that I want to spend a few shiurim discussing, because not many people have got more than just a vague awareness of what Orla means, and it can be of practical relevance, both for people who are buying fruit in the shops, want to know if this could have an issue of Orla with it, and also for people perhaps who've planted fruit trees in their own gardens. So the first aspect of Orla that I want to discuss, and the most relevant to Tu Bishvat, is the question of how the 3 years of Orla are calculated. The pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim says, "V'chitavo el haaretz untatem koletz machal varaltem orlato et piryosha loshanim yelachem areilim lo yeachel." That when you come to the land of Israel and plant fruit trees, you shall regard the fruit as Orla for 3 years, and it may not be eaten. But the big question is, how do we calculate these 3 years? So the Rambam in Parak Tet of Hilchot Maaseh Sheni gives three different scenarios, each with a different way of calculating the 3 years. The first scenario is where the tree is planted more than 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. What's significant about 45 days? Significant because it gives the tree 2 weeks to take root, and then a further 30 days to be considered a significant part of the year. And then when Rosh Hashanah arrives on the 1st of Tishrei, it's considered that that first year of Orla is already concluded, even though in reality it was actually only 45 days. And then a further 2 complete years need to be counted until the 3rd Rosh Hashanah arrives. Then the fruit is still regarded as Orla until Tu Bishvat, and then it's only the fruit which blossoms or flowers after that date which is permitted, though still subject to the restrictions of Ravai for a further year, and we'll discuss Ravai on a future occasion. So if the tree is planted, say, on the 10th of Av Tafshin Pei Aleph, then the Din of Orla ends on Tu Bishvat Tafshin Pei Dalad, which is a period of about 2.5 years. The second scenario is when the tree is planted less than 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. In that case, the 3 years don't begin until Rosh Hashanah, and they're counted from Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah 3 complete years later, again with no, or this time with no reference to Tu Bishvat at all. So if the tree was planted, say, on the 10th of Elul rather than the 10th of Av, it was planted on the 10th of Elul Tafshin Pei Aleph, then the Orla would end on Rosh Hashanah Tafshin Pei He, which is a period of slightly more than 3 years. And then the third scenario is where the tree is planted between Rosh Hashanah and Tu Bishvat. In that case, the Rambam rules that, again, Tu Bishvat isn't relevant to the calculation, and that in this case, the 3 years are counted miyom liyom, meaning from whatever date the tree is planted. If it's planted on, say, 25th of Kislev Tafshin Pei Aleph, then they end on 25th of Kislev Tafshin Pei Dalad, meaning that the Orla period in this instance is exactly 3 years. So regarding this scenario, where the tree was planted between Rosh Hashanah and Tu Bishvat, the Shach in Yoredeh, Simon Reish Tzadik Dalet, Sivkat Anyud Aleph, he disagrees and says that any time that the first year is counted but it's in an incomplete year, then the fruits are still Orla after the 3rd Rosh Hashanah until Tu Bishvat, which in this case is going to be a Chumrah, because it means that if a tree is planted on, say, Gimel Tishrei Tafshin Pei Aleph, it won't be out of Orla until Tu Bishvat Tafshin Pei Dalad, which is almost 3.5 years. The Aruch HaShulchan expresses surprise that the Shach rules against the Rambam in this case, but he points out that in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a fairly academic point anyhow, because actually very few fruit trees blossom and produce fruit during the winter months, and by the time they do blossom after that third Rosh Hashanah, or even after the Rambam's Miyom Liyom, then it's already going to be Tu Bishvat in any event. Ad kan.